Australian police arrest man over Israeli student's death. By Breitbart Jerusalem on January 18, 2019. Canberra, Australia, AP. Australian police arrested a man Friday for questioning over the death of an Israeli student. While the victim's tearful father visited the flower-strewn crime scene in Melbourne where her body was found. Aya Masarwe was slain at 12:10 a.m. on Wednesday shortly after she got off a tram in the Melbourne suburb of Bundoora. A 20-year-old was taken into custody on Friday morning in the neighbouring suburb of Greensboro, a police statement said. Police did not say if any charges have been filed. The 21-year-old victim was studying at La Trobe University in Melbourne as an exchange student from Shanghai University in China. Her father Saeed Masarwe arrived in Melbourne on Thursday to bring her body home. He cried Friday when saw an impromptu floral memorial arranged by members of the public at the site where her body was found behind a hedge not far from the tram stop. "This is the last place my daughter was here," the father told reporters. "I had many dreams to be with her." A 20-year-old man has been arrested over the murder of an Israeli student in Melbourne, who was attacked while walking home after a night out with friends. Ed Scott Morrison joined a nation in grieving for a young woman who fell victim to a brutal and opportunistic killer. #7newspick.twitter.com/rc7day0 7 News Adelaide, at 7 News Adelaide, January 18, 2019. Police have not detailed the attack on Masarwe, which they assume was random and opportunistic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison revealed that she had been raped before her body was discarded. "I just want to begin by saying how devastated I am by the despicable, tragic and violent killing and rape of Aya Masarwe," Morrison told reporters in Fiji. "Every woman in Australia, every person in Australia, should be able to travel home in safety. I can't begin to think of what I could say to her family," he added. Her uncle, Abed Kidney, told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that Masarwe was speaking by phone to a younger sister when she was attacked. "She heard the cars passing by and she was helpless. She couldn't do anything," Kidney said of the sister. "The sister sent messages, but there was no response. Instead of coming home with a diploma, she is coming back in a coffin," Kidney said. Another uncle, Ray Masarwe, said, "We cannot believe that something like this happened in Australia. We think it's very safe there." The Melbourne community organized a vigil outside Victoria State Parliament. Later Friday, a tram carrying only flowers will depart from there following the route of her final journey.